Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Rick, there's nothing better than talking about pets and pet keeping and animals, but I think next week on the show, we're going to finally create something that's even better because we're going to be doing it live from the new bark park that's opening up behind Joey's Pet Outfitters out on Grand River in Williamston.
Well, if there's some fans out there that want to come out and meet and greet, we'd be happy to be there for them and hopefully have some good conversations on the air.
Absolutely. It's going to be a really fun event, and there's going to be all kinds of great offers being given away by Joey's Pet Outfitters and by the Pet Expert Talk Show itself. And there's just going to be all kinds of great events, all tied to the Dog Days of Williamston and customer appreciation at Joey's. And that's a big event.
Yeah, we can't miss talking about that because it starts 2 days early, and it was going to stop on a Friday, and Joey, not Joey, but Derek, probably Joey, you know, his dog's probably wagging his tail somewhere. Derek had thought, you know, what a better day to have, customer appreciation day and the extending of what is a fantastic festival of dogs throughout Williamston. It's great to see an entire community, Williamston, embrace dogs. You know, how's that happen? You know, that doesn't happen every day.
Right.
So, you know, businesses sometimes actually, you know, keep them to the doorstep, if you will. And in Williamston, everybody has their arms out saying, hey, come on down. Let's make this fun.
Right.
And they do.
Oh, they absolutely do. It's a really unique event. And what's really neat about this whole thing for Joey's is they're celebrating, again, the opening of this new bark park that they've opened up behind their facility. And for a lot of you folks in Lansing who might be used to going to a public bark park versus a private bark park, there are a few differences between them, biggest of which is that a lot of times at the private bark park, when you pay in order to get in, the people who go there tend to be more regulars. They're more used to having their dogs off of a leash, and there tends to be a really good etiquette in terms of the people behavior as well as the dog behavior. And then you add in all of the great toys that you can pick up at Joey's while you're there to take to play with your dog. Boy,
absolutely.
What a great addition for the city of Williamston.
Yes.
And it's just really an ideal location.
Yeah, private enthusiasm creates public good. And in this case, you know, you have a dog park and it's literally directly behind a place of establishment. So when you go there, there's actually, you know, people you can talk to if there are issues. There's opportunities that you can't ever get at a public park. Not to suggest a public park isn't fantastic, but this one has its own unique virtues, and it's in Williamston where there isn't really a dog park. So it fills a void,
right,
and it provides a different venue, and it might appeal to some people. It may not appeal to others, but what's wrong with this one then? This is great because this is a guy putting his life and blood into the idea of having a dog park.
Absolutely.
That's great.
No, absolutely. And again, I've spent so much time with my dogs there. One thing that a lot of dog owners have learned is that a tired dog is a well-behaved dog. And one of the ways you can tire them out is by
let them run.
Let them play with other dogs. Let them play with the humans that love them. And they end up just absolutely behaving brilliantly. And that's what a lot of people want. And when they don't get that exercise, boy, you'll know that. And they'll unfortunately take it out on you. So that's a great way to get good behavior out of a dog.
And if you're on that side of town, or not, if you've just heard about Joey's and haven't been there, you really have to experience it, because it has its own top shelf, let's do it right feel to it. When you know, when you go in there, he's paying homage to the importance of dogs and dog keeping and doing all the right stuff with the best products and the best information. They actually have their own dog trainer there. Right. You know, you can't beat it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It's a very unique store and environment. And again, we're going to be broadcasting from there live next Saturday at 9 a.m. So you can see Rick Preuss and all of his colorful brilliance. And you can even throw something at me. Hopefully it'll be a soft dog toy. Yeah. But bottom line is...
I'm looking for the dog frisbees.
Yeah. It'll be a neat event, so it should be fun. But, Rick, on this week's show, we're going to continue our conversation and talking a little bit about rescues. Over the last year and a half, we've had a number of different organizations in here, rescues and what have you, and we're going to continue that conversation today. First, we've got a filmmaker, from the Detroit area, who created a film about finding a lost dog or rescuing a dog, and it was a very interesting effort.
Yeah. You know, it tells you what social media, filming, and visual impressions can make at pushing an important issue forward, and that's simply that there are too many dogs out there that need your personal involvement. You need to take responsibility as a society and realize if you're going to get an animal... If you're going to get a dog, you're going to get a cat, the first place you might think to look at would be any of the rescue organizations, from the Humane Society to other very, you know, loving, caring places that have animals that need your help. The Ingham County Animal Control. Places you need to go, places you need to check out for fine companionship.
Right. Then we're going to have a conversation after that with Susan Daffron, who has an organization called the National Association of Pet Rescue Professionals. And essentially, they've built the standards for rescue organizations, as well as created a lot of informational things about how to fundraise, how to organize, how to communicate, really making a professional effort out of a lot of the rescue operations that go on that are really mom and pop, right, out of the house type operations. So it's a nice service that Susan is providing. And then we're going to have a conversation with Holly Thompson, the city clerk from Williamston, about the Big Dog Days event and how they're going to be generating quite a bit of merchandise for the Ingham County Animal Control. So that's the show. The table is set and it's time to feed. So that's what we're going to do right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
My child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch.